This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, July 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Flora to lead Assembly GOP. Rivas and Schiff talk ag policy. No amnesty. Trump to open new tariff front. Assembly Republicans elect Flora as next leader. Assembly Republicans yesterday unanimously chose Assemblymember Heath Flora of Ripon to replace Assembly Minority Leader James Gallagher, who will step aside in September before terming out of office next year. Flora, first elected in 2016, represents the San Joaquin Valley's 9th District. A firefighter and a businessman, he has cultivated a strong ag connection as the owner of a farm equipment supplier. Gallagher, by comparison, is a fifth-generation rice and walnut farmer in the Sacramento Valley, balancing ag with a law career. Gallagher has served as minority leader since 2022. He praised Flora, who is currently the minority floor leader and budget vice chair, as his right hand, and expressed confidence in his leadership. Rivas and Schiff talk ag policy at Central Coast Farm. Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas and U.S. Senator Adam Schiff united in Soledad yesterday to spotlight challenges facing California ag. During a tour of Braga Fresh Farm, the pair discussed the farm worker shortage, food safety hurdles, and the impacts of federal immigration policies. Voicing concern over the on-again, off-again tariffs and recent ICE deportation raids, both officials emphasized the critical need for stable economic and immigration policies to secure a reliable farm workforce and food security. Rees condemned the unpredictability of federal tariffs and enforcement actions, noting they destabilize local economies and farm worker morale. Schiff, the first Californian on the Senate Ag Committee in more than 30 years, echoed the sentiment. He pledged to advocate for specialty crop growers and farm labor protections and to press issue on water, Medicaid, SNAP funding, and fair farm policies. Latest message to farms, no amnesty. President Donald Trump facing a backlash from some of his base over his promises to shield farm workers from mass deportations. So, Trump and Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins stressing at separate events yesterday there will be no amnesty for farm workers. Rollins said the deportations would be done in a, quote, strategic way. She went on to suggest that people now on Medicaid would provide a source of farm labor as a new work requirement kicks in under the Trump budget bill. Rollins was asked to explain what Trump meant by saying he'll give farms a, quote, temporary pass from deportations. She didn't elaborate. The bottom line, uncertainty for agriculture is going to continue. The administration is working on reforms to the H-2A program, but we don't have a timetable for that. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Trump set to open new tariff front. Today was supposed to be the deadline for the Trump's tariff deals, but while the tariff deadline has been punted, Trump is pressing ahead with plans to open a new front in his long-running fight to reshore U.S. production with tariffs targeting copper imports. The president said yesterday that the administration is planning a 50% tariff on copper. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick telling CNBC the duty could go into effect before August. Trump also previewed forthcoming duties on pharmaceutical products that he said would land, quote, very soon. Why it matters? Well, the last time Trump slapped tariffs on metal imports, the European Union assembled a list of proposed retaliatory measures that included a raft of U.S. ag products. While U.S. imports almost half of all the copper it uses domestically, Chile, Canada, and Mexico among the top suppliers. Chilean officials have been touting the mutual benefits of bilateral trade and the U.S.-Chile Free Trade Agreement in order to secure relief from such a tariff. The Chilean ambassador to the U.S. highlighted to AgriPulse in May the significant growth of U.S. ag exports to the country under the deal. Ag groups call for USTR chief ag negotiator nominee. More than 40 agriculture organizations are urging President Trump to swiftly nominate his chief agriculture negotiator in the office of the U.S. Trade Representative. The administration is currently holding trade talks with more than a dozen U.S. trading partners, that according to senior officials. A chief agriculture negotiator will optimize the United States' position to prevent missing time-sensitive opportunities to reduce trade barriers, open new markets, and eradicate unfair practices, the group say in a letter to the president. The American Farm Bureau Federation, the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the International Fresh Produce Association, the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, and USA Rice are among the signatories. Key lawmaker, renewing trade preference programs would offer more leverage. Congress should renew a slate of expiring and expired trade preference programs to give negotiators more leverage in ongoing trade negotiations. That's word of Nebraska GOP Representative Adrian Smith. He chairs the Ways and Means Trade Subcommittee, and that makes him one of the top trade legislators on Capitol Hill. Smith said, quote, "I think it's important that we empower our trade negotiators to get leverage, and I think that can be done through some of these programs." Several trade preference programs that allow certain products to enter the U.S. tariff-free have expired or are expiring, and that includes a program open to sub-Saharan African nations set to end in September. First National Cover Crop Variety Test Report released. Researchers led by the University of Missouri Center for Regenerative Agriculture have released the first National Cover Crop Variety Test Report. That report, the result of a $10 million effort funded by the USDA National Institute of Food and Agriculture to spur progress in meeting demand for regionally adapted high-quality cover crop seed. The program tested 25 different varieties from 6 different cover crop species. U.S. cover crop acreage has grown significantly over the past decade, reaching about 21 million acres in the fall of 2024. That's according to the CTIC National Cover Crop Survey. Well, here's today's final word. The Chinese owning farmland in our country is a massive national security issue. The states have begun taking a leadership role to ban the purchasing of China farmland. Obviously, Congress needs to step up and catch up. That's the Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, during a cabinet meeting yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, July 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.